The first female Secretary of State has been canvassing Ohio to promote the presidential candidacy of one of the few other women to hold that title, Hillary Clinton. I spoke with Madeleine Albright about Clinton, women in politics, and the biggest foreign policy challenges to face the next president. Albright says the nation is facing myriad foreign policy issues, from North Korea to Russia, and including now, as when she was Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, tension in the Middle East. She acknowledges that the decades of conflict there have some advocating that the U.S. should just back away.
Well, I think that it has been going on a long time, and I know that there are people who think, let them all just kill each other, and why should we get involved in it? But the bottom line is, it is affecting so much of foreign policy. As I said, it's a crisis of the Middle East that is spreading out of it, and the refugees are but kind of the most visible symbol of it. And it is affecting the refugees, and what is going on affect politics in Europe, our partners that are needed for other parts to deal with other issues in the world, and also the United States. But my belief, and Hillary Clinton's has always been, is that America needs to play a role abroad with partners, and she's so good at getting partners to help.
You mentioned refugees, and in the polling we've done with some other news organizations in Ohio, there is, in a lot of Ohioans' minds, a marrying of the issues of refugees and immigration and terrorism. It becomes one. And the idea that there's too much danger out there to open ourselves, our borders, to allow refugees from Syria to be here. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think it's unfortunate to dub everybody that is from Syria or refugees generally as being a threat to us. I'm a refugee, by the way. This country has been welcoming to people, and it's our diversity that I think makes us strong, not deciding that there's certain people that we hate and turn against them. I do think that what is happening is that the vetting process for people coming in from Syria is detailed and is something that Hillary's talked about. I have no idea what Trump is talking about when he says extreme vetting and building walls and deciding that you're not going to take any Muslims into this country. So I think that we do have to be careful, vigilant, and there is a vetting process, but we can't just decide that people that are suffering are just left out. The other part is I think that it's very hard for us to tell European countries to take more refugees if we ourselves are not generous. And I have now been traveling around Ohio. There are cities that have guest programs that are sister cities and are really very understanding of the plight of those who have to leave their country because they're being killed by their own leader.
If we could turn to the issue of the gender gap and what's played out, you got some grief back in February for saying women were not being supportive of enough of other women. There is a gender gap that shows that women are going much more strongly for Hillary Clinton than for Donald Trump, and yet there is some sense that she hasn't been able to completely close it with women. Why do you think that is?
By the way, I would not vote for a woman I disagreed with. I would not vote for Sarah Palin under any circumstances or Michelle Bachmann. So I was saying generally that women need to support each other. People need to make a choice according to the issues. And Hillary Clinton has been so supportive of women in terms of empowering women, allowing women to be able to make choices about our own bodies, arguing for equal pay for equal work. And so I find it very hard that women would vote for somebody that has been so disrespectful of women and, in fact, has denigrated women and treated them as objects. But everybody has to make their own choice on the basis of issues.
That's former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who made a half dozen stops in Ohio campaigning for Hillary Clinton this week. Democrats Clinton and Albright are two of the three women who have served as Secretary of State. Condoleezza Rice is the only Republican to hold the post. She has called on Donald Trump to drop out of the race. Mike Pence, Trump's running mate, was also campaigning in Ohio today, accusing Clinton of political favoritism and corruption. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.